insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. I would like to welcome you to yet another of our programs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the understanding of a few more of the verses in His holy book. First, let's hear the verses.
وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
We arrived at verse 57, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a series of verses, beginning with the 47th verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Jewish tribes, especially those around Medina, says that you should remember the blessings that I have bestowed upon you. So after that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to remind Bani Israel of some of the blessings that He has given them. In verse 57, we already mentioned that this verse is dealing with the issue of after Prophet Musa and Bani Israel were told to actually go to the Holy Land, the Philistines, or the what we call today Palestine. The people rejected and say, you go and fight, you and your Lord go and fight, we will sit here. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them and said that they would have to stay in the desert. Afterwards, they repented and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And that's what this verse is talking about. In that desert, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we shaded you with clouds. In the desert, there's no clouds, there's no shelter, there's no trees, nothing cool. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent special clouds that were actually stationary and would always give shade to these people, and also gave them food. Now, it's important for us to keep this food in mind, the special type of food, the birds that were easily available to the people for them to grill and eat from the pleasant meat of those birds. It's been translated here to quails. It's a type of bird, a salwa, and also al-man, which is a type of sweet syrup or maybe honey, according to some interpretations. So anyhow, these blessings were given. We already explained that. The point that was left was about this piece. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum." Now, it doesn't expand on this verse, on this point too much in this particular verse. Throughout the Holy Quran, we see this point being emphasized upon. Now, this particular story is mentioned a few times. A number of other times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other stories referring to Bani Israel uses the same sentence. And also addressing the Muslimin, the believers, the Holy Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. And I briefly want to explain this. كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, put him on earth, put all these pleasant things that are tasty and they feel good, whether, you know, things that we have desire towards, the greenery, nature, foods, the desire to hear pleasant sounds, the desire to sexual desire, other desires. These are all desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon. He says in this verse and in other verses, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Some people are under the impression that religion bans us from having pleasure, or at least it is not good, it is not looked upon very nicely if we enjoy ourselves, if we have pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse and in other verses tells us that is not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. We have given you things and we want you to benefit from that. We want you to take pleasure in that. Of course, from the طيبات, from the good things. In other words, your desires dictate you or want you to take from what you have available to you in this life. Some of what you desire is good. They're the طيبات, they're the good things, they're beneficial. You have pleasure in them and they're beneficial to you. They're great. They help you survive, and you have desire in them. Eat from those. Now, eating, in this case, the blessing that is mentioned is foods. But this is a general principle, things that we desire, things that we like, things that we enjoy. Kulu, take pleasure in that. Min tayyibati ma razaqnakum. The only things that we've been banned from are what harms us. That is what's been banned, not just taking pleasure altogether. Or, it, you know, some people may think that, okay, it's not banned, but it's not so great to take pleasure in things. If we want to be better people, we should, you know, stay away from pleasures, you know, just try to pray and, you know, be that type of a person. But that is not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in numerous occasions, including this particular verse, tells us that that is not how He wants us to behave. And the last point that this verse has is, after mentioning that Bani Israel have committed sins, they have disobeyed, they've been disobedient. Now, in this particular story, it hasn't been mentioned in this verse, but we know the background of this verse is that the people actually rejected what Prophet Musa was commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him and Bani Israel to go to the holy lands, and they would have to fight, but they would be, afterwards, they would be in pleasure, they would be in having a good life and all of that. They disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was very disrespectful, and other times as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this point says, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. They didn't oppress us. Now, one tradition, it says that when it says, وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا, obviously, no one can possibly even oppress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there's a lot of rational explanation behind that. I don't want to get into that. But briefly, we are His creation. We are 100% dependent on what we can actually do. There's no way we as the creation can harm or benefit. Now, those are other verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after giving His commands and orders to do things, then He says, "In Allah ghaniyun hamid." You know, He's needless of us. He doesn't need us to do these things for Him to benefit from it. But anyway, this is the this aspect of it is being dealt with at this point, that they are only and only oppressing themselves when they are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are destroying themselves. They're not doing anything, causing any type of harm to Allah. And according to that narration that I was talking about, it says, well, possibly they can't oppress Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it also includes the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't oppress these messengers. They are oppressing themselves. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. This is an important point that we should keep in mind. These sins, the only thing that they do is that they are going to harm us, people, the creation, not the Creator. That's not why we're being punished. It's not like, oh, we're being disrespectful to God and that makes Him feel bad and, you know, He doesn't like us because of that. No, it's that these acts actually harm us. It causes us, it's like poison. The outcome of taking poison is that we're going to die. It has that harm from the body. The outcome of using a knife on your jugular vein is that you're going to start, you know, having a lot of pain and you're going to die eventually. That's the effect of it. These actions are the same. They have an effect on us. When we commit those actions, we are affecting our soul. We don't see it because they're affecting the soul. They're affecting us, but the soul, the spiritual aspect, we don't see it. But that's the only thing that they do. They affect us. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to stay away from those sins.
وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ وَمَا ظَلَمُونَا وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us stay away from these sins, stay away from oppressing ourselves. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the Holy Quran better. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya Allam al-Ghuyubi, Ya كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا